The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Valentine's just around the corner. Next Tuesday, in fact. Reminder, guys. Do you know who the ultimate bros are? Bros is in like guys who come out and are great wingmen. The ultimate bros are dolphins.
Okay.
These guys, they pair up in like teams of guys. You got two guys. So for about 15 years, they'll hang around with each other and they'll like tag team each other on finding romance, like in being the perfect wingman.
So instead of wingman, it's like fishman.
Yeah, but they're not fish though, are they?
That's no,
the thing,
they're
isn't
like
it, with
mammal
dolphins. They're mammals, yeah. But they don't like being referred to as fish. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, well.
But it's pretty cool. They'll be out and about. Like
Aquaman!
Yeah, I think that title's already taken. They'll be out and about doing their thing and then one of them will be there going, "Hey, Jeff, what about this one over here?" "Oh yeah, okay, yeah, let's get her over here. Bring her over here." So they're the ultimate wingman to have around. Perfect in time for Valentine's Day. If you're single and looking to mingle, get yourself a dolphin friend who will apparently be a great wingman.
The things you think about and come up with, honestly, on a scale of 1 to I never know what to expect, we're at a very solid 11 this morning.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Sometimes things have been around for so long and we just never really truly appreciate them to the point where we know everything about that particular thing. Normally when it comes to songs. I want to talk about one of my favourite songs, and I've just found out something yesterday that I did not know until yesterday. Have a listen to this song. ELO.
Oh, cute.
Mr. Blue Sky is spans the generations, right?
Oh, just ELO in general, one of the greatest bands out there.
At the very, very end of the song, there is a distorted voice which I presume said Mr. Blue Sky. Have a listen to it.
Oh no, that's not what it says.
Turns out that it actually says, "Please turn me over," as it was the last part of the vinyl. And
you didn't know that?
How have I never known that before? My mind is blown. I've misheard that all these years.
One simple answer as to why you didn't know that.
What?
You don't have them on vinyl.
No, but I feel like that version, I've heard that. I sing, "Please." I've never sang that. I've always sang, "Mr. Blue Sky" at the end. Never "Please turn me over."
Yeah,
never thought that.
Because it's so distorted that but you know, listening to vinyl is the purest form of music, right?
Apparently so.
Yeah, it really is. And then you make out the words better. Or maybe I'm just an ELO geek and
that
I
might
knew
be
it.
Why. However, it's not the worst mistake I've made when it comes to song lyrics, because it happens to me quite a lot. And we want to find out this morning if you have ever mistaken any song lyrics on 0487155333. Like, for instance, I could never figure out quite why Pat Benatar was asking me to hit me with our pet shark.
"Let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shark."
With your pet shark?
"Hit me with your best shark."
Pet shark, and why are you going to hit him with it?
So that one's also, I know, for the longest time, "Hit me with your pet shark."
Mine is the worst with Starship, and I really have to concentrate now when we play "We Built This City," because I always thought it was, "We built this city on Brompton Road." It's rock and roll.
Yeah, but it doesn't say a lot of people used to sing it as sausage rolls, and I understand that one as well. But I've never heard Brompton Road be used.
Yeah, Brompton Road. And my auntie used to live on Brompton Road in London.
You
so
wonder
maybe
why
that's
they
why
wrote a
I
song about her.
Yeah, hey. I thought, hey, it's a great city and it's a great street.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Paul might be the genius of this morning so far. Have a listen to this.
"Have you ever noticed in the song 'You Ought to Know' by Alanis Morissette that she talks about how she doesn't want to annoy you in a certain district at the northern end of the Dubai Creek? Listen."
"I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner."
You know, you should never bug somebody in the middle of day, right?
Paul, genius, by the way. Never heard that before. Now I will never hear it any other way.
No, me neither.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
This text in now from Abby, and it's about Titanic. And she said instead of "The Heart Does Go On," she thought it sounded like "The Hot Dogs Go On."
"I believe that the heart does go on."
That's it. I'm never going to hear this song the same way again.
That's unfortunate.
The hot dogs do go
You've
on.
You've now destroyed it for everyone. And Robert's sent us in, "Why do burgers are the best sound like what Michael Jackson's singing?" That's a great question.
Oh yeah, Jamie asked the same question as well. And now we've got Aileen on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Aileen, what's your misheard song lyric?
Well, my mum mishears a lot of song lyrics, and one of the best she's ever come out with is Dirty Dancing, She Threw Eggs on My Face.
She Threw Eggs on My Face. Dirty Dancing, She's Like the Wind. Let's listen to it.
She Threw Eggs on My Face.
Not even remotely close.
No.
Do you correct her, or do you just let her sing it her own way?
I now sing it her way along with her, to be fair.
You've changed the whole lyric of it.
I think
perfect.
It's much better that way. Yeah,
Eggs
song. On the Face is a better song. Yeah,
Patrick Swayze's classic Eggs on My Face. Love it.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning. How are you, guys? We are
tremendous, Geraldine. What have you got for us in the misheard song lyrics?
Oh, my goodness. It's Shania Twain. I thought the line was, kiss your carpet knife.
I can't believe...
Nicely, kiss your car at night.
Can we have a listen to this?
Before you let me get in, I can't believe you kiss your carpet knife. Come on, baby.
That's it. You ruined Shania Twain for us there, Geraldine. That's brilliant. Who's ever going to hear it as kiss your car at night ever again?
Appreciate it, Geraldine. You're a lyrical genius, clearly, Geraldine. You should do songwriting.
Good morning, guys.
What have you got for us, Neil?
I always think that Aaliyah is singing that she's more than a llama.
Aaliyah, let's have a listen.
More than a llama, more than a llama, I'll be.
Well done, that's wrecked that song. I'd never heard that before.
Sorry. Leo, my son, he always thinks that Taylor Swift in Blank Space is singing about Starbucks lovers.
You
is
know
that
what?
Not what she's
no.
saying?
And then for the longest time, I thought it was star-crossed lovers, and I just looked it up, and it's I have a long list of ex-lovers.
Wow.
So all of us were wrong. Yeah.
We're all wrong.
We're all wrong.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Claire has really cinched it for me so far this morning, where, you know, Cher is, I believe in life, do you believe in life after love?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's turned it into, do you believe in life, Abdullah?
Do you believe?
Can.
It's just so good.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Meditation, right? Once the pandemic kind of chilled its boots a little bit, I started taking up meditation. And then I kind of like got myself into a good place again. And then I stopped the meditation. But I would be here for it again. I feel like meditation, good way to chill out.
It should
out,
be like
get
a
your vibes
lifelong
out.
Habit.
Yeah, I feel like it should be covered by the insurance. Personally, I feel like it should be covered by the insurance. Because
I mean,
like it
you
added
meditate
some...
at home. Where do you go meditating? What do you mean it should be covered
by insurance?
Well, I started
doing that guided meditation, but not like a YouTube, like with a person. Like I started doing that in Al Barsha Heights.
Okay.
And I just found it was good. You know, then I could do it myself and I'm like, well, I'm not giving you 500 dirhams when I can do it myself at home.
500
yeah,
dirhams?
That's what I thought, right? To tell me about my chakras, no thank you.
Telling you about your chakras is not meditation. That's
the
Reiki.
They go hand in hand for me. I don't know what the difference is, to
be
honest.
I think you did a bunch of stuff and you didn't even know what was being done.
A lot of things at once. However, now, according to a brand new study, the effects of meditation are completely overstated, and in fact they're not as beneficial as one might have thought. And I think I don't think that that's true.
What is this rubbish study that you just found? Meditation is very good for you.
That's
it's
what I thought.
It's important to be aware
well,
and
got
present.
Absolute facts based on this. Reason was when they asked the researchers what were the benefits of meditation, all the researchers replied and went, and there was no answer.
Oh my goodness, Joey. Joey, can you believe this? The whole point of this rubbish.
I gotta be honest, I love
this.
The story
is true. Was just for him
the
to
story was true, though. The story
which has
was
nothing
true.
To do with meditation, but has everything to do with yoga. I mean, he's just mixed everything up this morning. It's
the
like
story
fruit
is
loose.
True, though. They said there's no benefit to it. I don't agree with it. That's the kind of be all and end all.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dirham Stretcher.
Dirham Stretcher by some. Check them out on Instagram. You can find out everything from the Dirham Stretcher Facebook page. And Susan joins us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Tremendous, Susan. Love speaking to you because it means we get to have some extra cash in our pockets at the end of this conversation. What have you got for us this week?
Okay, so I'm sure you've all probably heard of the brand Falcon, right?
Yep.
But did you actually know that they have several stores around Dubai that sell their products in bulk?
So wait, you can buy like all the plastics, the cups, those kind of things, the disposable tableware and the recyclable stuff, you can buy all that?
Yep, the foils, the cling films, all that stuff you can buy. And they even have an app now that's called Falcon Pack. So you can order directly online from them
convenient. Yeah, it is. Because, yeah, you know, whenever you walk into one of the stores, you end up going home with a whole bunch of stuff you don't need that you think you need at the time. So maybe online would be better.
14 cake tins that I didn't require, but I have them for some reason. That is very good. Which one's your favourite store out of those ones?
Ashman.
The cheapest one as well. That one is my on the same page. All right, what else have you got for shopping wise this week?
So one thing to save cash on, and this is one of my biggest grocery saving secrets in Dubai, is the Organic Food and Cafe. If you go to the store in Sheikh Zayed Road, they actually have a little store in the yellow building next door that sells imperfect and near expiring items. And you'll be able to save up to about even 90% off.
I did not know about the secret store.
Yes. Well, look, the stock is replenished daily, so you never know what's going to be inside. But, you know, if you're always around the area, always worth taking a look.
Wow, with 90% off, that's incredible. What have you got family orientated for us?
So one thing to do on the cheek this week, and this is a great family activity while the weather is still perfect, is the Camel Farm, which is just south of Dubai. Admission is only 30 dirhams per person. Kids under 3 are free, and over 65s are 50% off. There's loads of animals there you can pet and feed, such as donkeys, goats, cows, rabbits, and of course, camels. They have hourly tours that include food and feed for the animals for just an extra 20 dirhams per person. And there's also camel rides if you're up for that as well. So they only take cash payment though. So make sure to bring cash, or you can book your tickets online beforehand on our website.
I always carry cash in case the opportunity to pet a goat or a camel comes up. So I always have cash in my pocket for such an occasion. There's a really cool video of this as well up on your Instagram, which is worth checking out. Dirham Stretcher by Some. Susan, as always, pleasure to chat to you. Thanks for saving us cash this week.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat,
a Dubai 92 podcast.
If you've got plans for the weekend and they involve going out, why don't you try and have a chat with somebody if you're single and you're looking to mingle over the weekend?
Jono's favourite sentence.
Fifth time I've used that today. I'm doing blind date tomorrow, so I've been doing some blind date research to find out what are the best questions to ask when you do a blind date. I'm not going on the blind date.
Yeah, he's not going on it.
He's hosting a blind date, slightly different, right? First question you should ask them, like somewhere in the conversation: hey, do you make your bed every morning? This gives you a gauge. This is expert's advice, not mine, by the way. This gives you a gauge for the person's priorities in the day to find out what level of discipline they have.
How are you supposed to, nice to meet you. You having your usual chit chat. Do you make your bed every day?
Well, just talking about morning routine.
Why are we talking about your bed?
Do you make your bed in the morning? I'd get out of the bed and I just very quickly throw it over. But do you make it properly or not? You get in there quickly.
Joey, please.
That's
please
not
chime
a conversation.
You can't even throw it into the conversation. There's no way you can throw it in.
All right, what about this one? How do you spend your weekends? This gives you another indication to their priorities
to find out if they like to socialise,
if they're an adrenaline junkie, you know, what it is
that they're doing.
Exactly. You'll then know, okay, I can vibe off this person. No issue at all.
Good question.
Some of the other ones that are in there, I'm not entirely sure about, but you can ask them about a regret or an embarrassing moment. I feel like you haven't got enough time in your date for me to unload
the embarrassing. We're not at a place of let's tell each other life stories.
I think you should, you rule out things like family and childhood, embarrassing stories, all that stuff. But one you could ask: where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Very like a job interview, that question. Or what are your dreams or aspirations for 5 years' time?
Oh my goodness, like any time of day, I couldn't answer that for you. I hope.
Yeah, fingers crossed doing this,
and
but also
I meant
having
you, Jono, not the person that I'm on a date with. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's a bit forward.
I'd be always like with the Mazoo's lottery. I got to be honest, I think I'd be a terrible date. Like, I think going out on a date, I'd be I'm a red flag. I'm literally a walking red flag.
Well, I mean, likewise, hence why I was like, what is a date? Is it the thing that grows on the palm trees that I get to eat?
No, I think you'd be good. You're a great listener.
Thank you.
If I had problems, I'd want to go out and listen, like you listen to me, and then you could listen to
what
my
diatribe. What a great date. She was a really good listener.
Red flags. Have you got red flags?
I'm really not into smokers. That's just a personal thing.
I get it.
I had no judgment on people who choose to smoke. I just don't like to be around it. It's just like a yucky thing.
Right. If you want in, no smoking around Nats. Joy?
Don't grab anything from my plate. I don't like sharing food.
Yes. Yes to that one.
It's the same as Jono.
Don't do that. Yeah. That and also not listen to me. Like, if you're too busy talking about yourself to listen to me, how am I going to get a word in?
But that's what you do.
I know, but that's what I... So
you do this on a daily basis.
I don't want to be doing the same thing.
And your eyes gloss over, because I already know you've tuned out. You're not listening. You're just waiting for a pause, like a breath, for you to go, got to tell you this funny story.
You done? 99's on the way. We're giving you that is a perfect example of how this goes down.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
How many second dates have you had?
Single.
Zero.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Time to tantalise your taste buds and tickle those treats with something from Arva and Frying Pan Adventures
this
week.
What treats are we tickling exactly?
I'll tell you now in a second once we speak to Arva.
Got a taste for you.
Cheap Eats.
All right, so Arva, what have you got for us this week?
All right, this week we're going to go with a very popular South Indian joint that is in Abu Hail, and it's called Madras Vegetarian Restaurant. And this is the place which does all of your usual idlis, dosas, vadas. What I love is that you can go there and get a stack of tiny mini idlis. Like people, a lot of people, I think this is pretty divisive. Idlis can be kind of dry. The sort of white rice cakes that you dip into the lentil-based sambar. But when you get the little mini ones, those are actually perfect for dunking because they just soak up all of the sambar. And those you can get just a stack of them for about, I think, 7 dirhams, 50 fils. And then, so I do that as starters. And then after that, you follow it up with their entire banana leaf meal, which is, I think, about 16 dirhams. So at lunchtime, you can get a full banana leaf spread. They're going to bring out all of these different vegetables, like different gravy things. There's either puri or bread. There's, of course, there's rice. There's dessert. It's just fantastic.
I don't know how you do it, but honestly, you make me so hungry. And every single time you tell us about a place, I'm like, well, that's my day's plans out the window. I got to go there.
Yeah, but I just feel like idli, dosa,
yes,
kind of things, eating on a banana leaf, it's just, it's healthy, isn't it?
Yeah,
by the way, I
comforting.
Also get their dosa because, you know, how can you have dosa on the menu and not just order it? So I won't lie, I do get the dosa as well, in addition to the mini idlis as a starter, and then I do the banana leaf meal.
So I looked online into the menu on this, and they've got something called tongue ticklers. I think it is exactly what it says in the tin with this one. Did you try any of these tongue ticklers?
I saw that too. Yeah, so they have like idiyappam things, and I haven't yet tried that. Maybe when I go next, I'll report back on how it is. But I was pretty stoked that I ended up maybe shelling out, you know, for all of that food around 30, 31 dirhams.
That's a steal.
And that includes my filter. You can add in a filter coffee. Plus the service, they're just so nice. They're always so nice. Even when you go with a little dancing toddler, which is usually my scene, I mean, they are so just understanding and wonderful.
Tell us again the name of the place in Abu Hail.
Madras Vegetarian Restaurant, and it's very, very close to the metro. So if you didn't want to suffer through the traffic going that direction, you can just hop on the metro. It's a Green Line metro, and you just get down, walk over. Heck, it's a little bit of exercise as well.
Yeah, you're going to need it after all that food, clearly. It so looks so understated, which is always the best restaurants. As always, Arva, you've picked a tremendous one for us this week. Appreciate it. You can check out Frying Pan Adventures on social media for all the details on some of the food tours that these guys do. She is your tour guide for that tour, which makes it worth the while. Arva, thank you.
Thank you always. Have a scrumptious week ahead, guys.
You know what? I think if I start walking now, I could get there by 10.
I love the logic.
Well, she said get some exercise. You need it before you
back,
tuck into this meal. I'm
walk
here
back to
for
work it.
It
off.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
We are 11 days away from Pancake Tuesday, and I've got a pancake hack that everybody needs to take into that.
I was only thinking yesterday, I don't know how to make pancakes well enough, so
two
maybe
words.
Nat could help.
Two words. Room temperature.
What room temperature what?
That's the two words that you need to take into this. So the key that lies in the batter, making sure that all the ingredients are at room temperature before they're added, okay?
Right.
And then after the batter's made, you should then let it rest for at least 5 minutes. That is something that a lot of us don't do, right? We mix everything, we're like bang, 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 whip it together, and then you're, you know, pouring it into the pan. Instead, you should just leave it alone for 5 minutes in the way that you let meat rest after it's cooked.
Yeah.
So that all the juices go back into it, right? This gives the batter time to relax and for all the lumps to smooth out naturally, giving the pancakes a nice thick consistency, and it also means that they'll be really nice and fluffy as well when you make them.
That would be a better batter.
Yeah.
I do have a question though. If you like me, which I think a lot of people do, use the premix, which you just add milk to, would you then say have the milk at room temperature, because that's the only ingredient I actually have to add to the batter?
Yeah, I think I would, and then I would also still let it sit for 5 minutes.
Okay, that is a top tip. We still have 10 days to go though, so you got time
11.
To perfect 11
yeah.
days
yeah,
to
yeah.
go to perfect your batter.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
One of the worst things you can do when you're feeling under weather is Google your symptoms.
Yeah, no, fact. Just don't do that. Just don't Google anything, really, unless it's a telephone number or address. That's safe.
It's always a minefield. You fall into the trap of not knowing exactly what's what. But in the last 12 months, we've been Googling a whole lot of things, including eggs, which have been a bit villainized in the last couple of years because people think that they're high in cholesterol content, which people are saying, you know what that is? Higher risk of any heart issues and stuff. Well, it turns out it's a bit of a lie. It's not exactly the whole truth when it comes to eggs. They're full of protein, essential fatty acids, antioxidants, and in fact, most of the stuff that's out there about eggs being high in cholesterol content, it's not bad cholesterol, it's good cholesterol, good
fat. Like avocados.
Like an avocado, exactly. Deodorants, you know that, and I've heard it loads, deodorants have aluminium inside them, aluminium bad for under your armpits, don't use deodorants, use naturals, and I started using for a long time those rock crystals that I used to buy, so I was just putting salt basically under my arm for the longest time,
right,
trying to stop the sweat. Turns out there is no, there's no basis behind that. The aluminium inside in these things.
Who wrote
no.
this? Because I'm sure there's a lot of doctors and scientists yelling now.
No, because this is what they're saying. They're like, these are debunked, these are myths, these are common myths that people believe. Butter with burns. I've always heard this. If you get a burn, like something in the kitchen, stick your finger in the butter and it's going to help you out no end. And then obviously dispose of that butter. Don't hand it out to your friends and family afterwards. Butter does not help with a burn. It does relieve it temporarily, but no more than cold water would.
What about toothpaste?
A toothpaste for a burn?
Yeah.
Don't know, but I think it's the same as hickeys. I don't think there's any basis in the fact that if you put that toothpaste on it, it's going to remove them. I don't think it's true. Mint cools anything down, doesn't it? It's the mint doing the work there. You get the same effect if you put mint in it.
I'm pretty sure I can't even quantify the number of times I've ended up with toothpaste on my hands if I burnt something while cooking.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's like a barrier, isn't it? Vaseline does the same job. It's like
I use honey.
Fusidine.
Honey?
Yeah, I use honey.
Well, you are. That's a sticky situation. You've burnt your fingers. Now you're stuck to everything.
But it does
it work?
Yeah, it works.
It's a barrier.
Try it.
Any barrier will work. That's the whole vibe. Like Vaseline, any barrier, anything that stops the air getting to it, works. So it doesn't have to necessarily be.
I did not know that.
That carrots helping you see in the dark. Again, guys, short answer there is no, they don't.
No,
they're very good for you.
They're very good for you.
Good for you, but they don't help you see.
And you should eat your carrots, Jonah.
Yeah, apparently. And cracking your knuckles. You know that one where you're like, don't do that. Going to give yourself arthritis.
Will it not?
No, it doesn't at all. It doesn't. It's just annoying.
My mom used to tell me that.
I think that's to stop people from doing it. All these things I assume to be true.
But it can make your knuckles bigger and like, you know, like sort of change the shape of them.
There's nothing. It is true that if you have arthritis already, if you crack your joints, there will be some cartilage issues. However, it is not causing any damage to your knuckles. That wouldn't happen over time anyway, so it's not doing you any damage at all.
What about chewing gum? If I swallow it, is it going to stay in my stomach 7 years?
It is not. It is going to pass through your stomach just the same as anything else would when you take it into your stomach. That is also untrue. Hopefully, at least you now take this information into the day and feel like, you know what? I've learned something, because I certainly have, because all these things just now, I believed every single one of them.
Me too.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
We're only days away from Valentine's, so we thought we'd have a look over things that are taking place this weekend if you're in a relationship, and also things that if you're a single Pringle looking to do this. See, I didn't say single and ready to mingle. I looked at something different for once.
Single Pringle, that really worked.
That was better, right? Got a
new thing now. New in the UAE.
Some things free, some things cost cash, but the free things are always my favourite.
Go down to Al Bastakiya area. So the Bastakiya area and Al Seif, just walk around there. It is beautiful. The whole Al Fahidi historical neighbourhood won't cost you a thing to walk around there, but it's all lit up and beautiful, especially round about sunset. And that in itself is just going to make you feel great and loved up.
Take route D63, isn't it? Yes, you head out towards Al Qudra and go to the Love Lakes. If you're looking for something that is totally different and unique, go out there for some Insta shots, or you know, take the pictures and don't actually post them on social media. It's up to you, but why would you do that? It's completely free of charge to go out there, and you can see what are the Love Lakes at Al Qudra. I think they're incredible. If you haven't seen them yet, it's worth going to check out.
You know what else is super beautiful? Because you can see some flamingos down at and in the Love Lakes at Al Qudra.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can also go to the Ras Al Khor Wildlife Sanctuary if you go early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can spot them being fed as well, which is a sight if you're into photography. It really is.
Or flamingos.
Like what did I say?
Like, yeah, no, you said photography or flamingos. It depends on what you're into.
The photography of the flamingos is what I was trying to imply. Yes.
Dar Al Zain Festival returns to Abu Dhabi as well. Be dazzled with entertainment. That's what's called. Ticketmaster.ie for the tickets for this. And they start at 25 dirhams. So it is cheap and there's stuff happening through the entire weekend. There's a garden city that's there. There's loads of experiential zones. Love a good experiential zone. Meanwhile, if you want to do something that's a bit more Valentine's orientated, Basola at West Amina Siyahi have got an awesome awesome Valentine's Day experience, along with a roast for the family at Bubblicious on Sunday as well, which you can go and check out, both of those at Mina Siahi. And tomorrow I'm doing a blind date in Magid against JLT.
You're going on a blind date?
No, I'm hosting a blind date.
Okay, so you that was come, more plausible.
Yes, if you're single and you go there, you could walk away with the potentially the love of your life. I know somebody who met in a blind date.
This is one of those cheesy reality TV shows, but in real life.
Yeah.
IRL?
Yeah, IRL.
So I'm going to be there
to
watch this.
You'd be here for that.
Yeah, popcorn and all.
It's everything you wanted and more, and it's got a brunch as well. So even if you don't find love, at least you'll find the bottle of the bottle or whatever the equivalent would be for your Friday, Saturday, whatever day tomorrow is.
Still confused by the weekends he is, and we're a year into it.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.